This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Produced by Copilot Music and Sound.
Welcome back,
listeners.
Hey.
Sorry, missed last week. Life gets in the way. I don't know if you saw our Facebook page, but we might be moving to our schedule being every other week. So.
Yeah, seems a little more sustainable.
Yeah.
We're actually more than halfway through our second season.
Yeah, since my dad is kind of busy and I'm also busy, we've been chunking the seasons in 10 episodes, if you haven't caught on yet. So, yeah.
So, we haven't reminded our listeners for a while to subscribe to the podcast.
Yes, can you subscribe?
But not only subscribe to the podcast, if you are listening to the podcast right now.
Yes.
Pause it.
Okay, is it paused?
Yeah. Then hit the share button. Then think of one person in your life that might enjoy this craziness.
Yes. Okay. So if you didn't pause it, I guess that didn't make sense. Pause it after we told you the directions.
Oh, yeah.
But,
now.
Let's re-loop. Okay. So think of one person you think might enjoy this and share it with them. Share this podcast with them. Send them a screenshot. Send them a link. If you're listening on anchor.fm, send them a link. Also, if you're listening on anchor.fm and you have any song requests or suggestions, you can just send us a voice message, a comment. You can't do that on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, but you can do it if you go to our anchor.fm link. You can find that link in the bio of our Instagram
at Songs to Discuss.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's in the bio. Yes,
yeah.
So yeah, send it to someone. Now pause it.
Mm-hmm.
Now pause it.
Okay, did you do that? Okay, great. Now we have a second thing.
Yes.
Now, whether or not you could think of somebody that you would think would enjoy it, if you're enjoying it, after I say this, pause it and write a review.
Yes, please write a review. We want to get this right out there so it's not just our friends and family listening. Like, want random people to come and random people to go on their Apple Music and see recommended for you and have songs to discuss with your daughter come up.
And you got to give us 5 stars. Four stars is trash. That's garbage.
Yeah. Okay. So before we continue, here's a little word from our sponsors.
All right.
Okay,
we still
you.
Haven't figured out how to change the sponsor message on that.
Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing is that we keep talking about the sponsor message. But if, like, in a couple years, this podcast blows up and we're being, like, sponsored by IBM or something, that ad will happen in that time. And we'll be like, oh, here's our poorly recorded ad. And then it'll be like, IBM wants you to listen to.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how the ad stitching works in podcast distribution. That's a little behind the scenes.
Yeah. So we are actually going to be adding a new mini segment into our podcast where we realize we've been bringing up all these huge pop names or non-pop names or just artists, and you guys might like the song but not like have a clue who the artists are, and you're like, oh wow, I just learned something. So we're gonna have a little bio section so you can just get a feel for who the artist is, because I know some people who are a little older, like my grandparents or something, aren't in the pop business or something. They don't know who these people are. So,
was I supposed to prepare something?
No, but oh. Remember last time you discussed?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we just launched into 5 seconds of summer without telling you anything about them.
Yeah. So, we actually haven't said what this episode is. Dad, want to announce it?
We are talking collabs today. We're doing a special episode on collabs because 2 new collabs dropped by Ariana Grande. Save Your Tears
remix
with
featuring
The Weeknd.
Ariana Grande. No, it's The Weeknd featuring Ariana Grande. Yeah.
And Demi Lovato's Met Him Last Night
featuring Ariana Grande. And fun fact, Ariana Grande, I researched this, Ariana Grande actually like wrote that song.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato. Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but I remember hearing at some point on Hits 1,
yeah,
they were talking about they had like a clip of
Hits 101, yeah.
Yeah, they had a clip of Demi Lovato talking about it and saying that she was like, oh, you gotta, like, I love this song, yeah, thank you, you gotta stay on it, you gotta keep your voice on,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I read an article and Ariana Grande apparently at first was like, no, I'll just be Mystery Harmony Lady or something.
She's good at the mystery harmonies.
Yeah. So if you haven't caught on yet, the two songs we're talking about are Save Your Tears Remix, which we've actually talked about Save Your Tears, and mainly Met Him Last Night by Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande.
So what should we do first?
Well, my question in the order, it's Met Him Last Night, Met Him Last Night question, Save Your Tears, and Met Him Last Night question, and Save Your Tears.
Okay. So let's listen to Met Him Last Night. Do you want to tell the listeners, if they're not do you think any of our listeners don't know who Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande are at this point? Do you want to say anything about them?
Yeah, so at this point you all must know who Ariana Grande is, because I'm obsessed, I'm an Arianator.
Mm-hmm.
But Demi Lovato is a singer songwriter. She's been pretty big in the business. You might have in the pop in music business lately, or not lately, but she's kind of like a Taylor Swift name or something. Like, you've heard of her probably. You might know her from the song Sorry Not Sorry. It goes like, baby, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry.
I love
baby,
that song.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's like her biggest hit.
We should do that song at some point.
Yeah.
If we're like, if there's nothing good on the radio, we'll just, yeah, dig back to a couple of years and do that song.
Yeah.
It's so good. Didn't she have a career on? Didn't she come up like have like a child star kind of thing,
yeah,
too, like Ariana Grande?
She was in Camp Rock from the Disney Channel.
And Ariana Grande was on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
So this,
yeah,
is Nick versus Disney on this collab, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. They're kind of from like rival kids empires.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Okay, so should we listen to some of it, or is there anything,
yeah,
else you want to say about them?
Well, I guess...
Is this their first time working together?
Yes, actually, this is their first collab, but I've read that they're pretty good friends, like, they're good friends, and, friends, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Pop stars always say that. What does that really mean? Oh, we're good friends.
Or, not good friends, but I think they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, since it'd be weird to do this in the middle of the show, I guess I'll do a little intro to The Weeknd, who has Save Your Tears. He's not a rapper, but kind of. No, he's a singer, R&B singer,
mm-hmm,
songwriter, producer, record producer. No, I don't know. I don't know much about The Weeknd, other than that he's had, like...
We talked about him
so
on the...
So many, yeah.
So if you want to get a little more background on The Weeknd, go back... we did a whole episode on Save Your Tears, so that'll be like the primer for what we're going to talk about, because we're going to just,
yeah,
talk about the collab aspect of Save Your Tears and of,
yeah,
of The Weeknd. All right.
The Guinness World Record, though, is held for, or the Guinness World Record for longest time spent on the Billboard chart for a song is held by The Weeknd for Blinding Lights. With,
wow,
Blinding Lights, remember, you know,
mm-hmm,
how it's been on the charts?
Yeah, we helped it stay on the charts by doing our TikTok dance.
Yeah. So let's hear an excerpt of Met Him Last Night by Demi Lovato featuring,
okay,
Ariana Grande.
You want to cue up,
yep,
some of it?
All right. Met Him Last Night. Harmonies. You love these.
So was that first verse by...
Demi.
That was Demi.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You can't tell their voices apart.
Yeah.
I love that melody.
So this is still Demi.
We can hear the second verse with Ari. Yeah, kind of my type. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I seen the devil, yeah, I met him last night.
Great, great harmony.
No kidding, this is great. Just, you know, this is not clean in this room.
Wait, that's Ari.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll hear the second chorus.
So I like how Ariana has like a completely different flow with her melody, rhythmically.
Yeah. Ari comes in the refrain of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like Demi belts this. Right. Hear it up to there. That's actually,
but that's when this doesn't Ariana go into the
she goes into the
triplety meter.
Yeah, she does.
Let's hear a little bit of.
All right, we'll have to talk over it so we're safe with the coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
but I love how she brings in her like signature like triplety rhythm.
Yeah.
Now we're in an Ariana Grande song.
Yeah.
That's Demi. That part's cool, yeah.
Beautiful. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Although Ari was like, she didn't give any of her belting to Demi.
No. But I mean, it feels more like Demi's song.
Yeah,
than Ari's
it
song.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Although Ari has more of a showcase in Save Your Tears, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
That song's awesome.
Yeah. So,
but into the first question from Adam last night. So what are like the subtle but like well done strings like doing in song? First of all, like what are the strings? Like, for example, go in the pre-chorus, I hear like, and is that like a violin or a viola? Yeah, here, I can play that song for listeners. So that part. This the last time you won't take advantage of me. Coming up fifth string.
Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty. It's just like,
Yeah.
Is that a violin or a viola? Or like,
I think
what,
it's
like,
a violin.
Violin?
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's like just scraping the strings? Or like,
No, it's like a really fast run. That's called a run.
Here, let me play it one more time.
It's like a scale. I mean.
Really? Okay.
It's like an arpeggiation and a scale.
All right.
<So pretty.
laughs> The more I hear it, the more I like. It's like,
Yeah, and it also brings in that triplet meter. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Wait, the string is going.
Yeah, it's doing like a triplety meter in there.
Oh, so like throughout the whole song, does it just come in the pre-chorus?
It's
very subtle.
It's subtle, yeah. It kind of, it's like this, it's like the, this is a very tired old cliche, but it's kind of like the icing on the cake, you know? It's like, it's ornamental.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything structural in the piece. It's just sort of like weaving in and around the vocals and the other parts and kind of adding this like sort of feeling of drama or classiness or something. And the interesting thing too is that Ariana's positions
is
totally, it's all
strings. It's
full
beautiful.
Of these beautiful strings. So it's almost like another, I almost think of that string part as being like
her
sound.
Yeah. Like, you know how we saw that video of her singing like a song from positions? Well, we saw the strings like behind the scenes in the room.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. They did a lot of recording for that record. So, and I wonder if they worked with the same string players. I haven't looked at the credits, but it's just like a beautiful little ornamental run.
So it's kind of like a. You want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
So it's but it's a like a scale. So it's a scale.
Yeah. It's a scale with ornament and ornamentation.
Yeah. This is making me want to play the violin again. Like, it's just like,
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Well, thank you for answering that question.
Welcome.
Violin. I can't really, like, I don't really know really what a viola, what the difference between a viola and a violin is, other than a viola is, like, lower. Like, that is, like, I just, like.
It's lower.
In, like, a symphony, there's, like, violas, violins, bass.
Yeah, so a lot of, like, Western classical, Western art music instruments sort of follow this breakdown of, like, the same breakdown as a choir, where you have, so, like, in a full choir, you have sopranos, you have altos, you have tenors, and you have basses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and usually it's women singing the sopranos and altos and men singing the tenors and basses.
Yeah.
And you get these different, and that gives you like this range of pitches across, you know, several octaves, right?
Yeah.
Between the, like, the deep men and the sopranos, right? Yeah. So, but then when you start to look at instrumentation, like sets of instruments, instrument classes, they actually often break down in the same way. So, like, violin is like the soprano, viola is like the alto, cello is like the tenor, bass is like the bass.
Or the double bass.
Yeah. But you can have, like, with saxophones, you can have a saxophone quartet, and there's a soprano sax. They're actually called soprano saxophone, alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, baritone saxophone.
Hmm.
And so you see these groupings in various, and these names in various settings. So anyway, that's a little tangent on violin versus viola. I mean, to my ear, that's a violin.
Yeah.
It's possible. I'm sure it's easy to play on a viola. It could be a viola, but
it sounds like a violin.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So moving on to the second question about Met Him Last Night. So, like, what are some, like, inspirations for, like, the synth in this song? Like talk about the synths. Like what are they doing? Like, what is the function in them? Like, it sounds like, I can't tell what they're doing, but it, like, here, let me play the synths.
Oh, sorry, play it again. And actually, you know, that you can hear the strings in there. Do you hear them?
Yeah, I hear the strings.
It's like a quartet.
Yeah, it's like a quartet. But I hear, like, talk about this. Like, what is, like, inspired? Like,
so
they seem very, like, well, they seem very delicate. They're really, like, mm-hmm. And so, I don't imagine synths as delicate. I always picture synths as, like, a big hook thing, like, mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like,
what did you, I mean, like what did you think, what did you think when you heard those synths? Did you think 80s?
No, actually.
Really?
I didn't, because they sounded, like, they have a synth sound, but they're very elegant. Because they're just going like, dun 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 dun.
So I heard those synths, and I was, like, immediately taken to one song in the 80s. Give me the phone so I can play it.
Oh, so this is inspired by, like, an 80s.
Okay, so let's, here's the intro.
Here's the synths.
Here's the synths. And it's,
like, doesn't it sound very elegant?
Yeah, but it's also, and it's arpeggiated. Do you hear how it's arpeggiated? It's cycling through chords. And now, okay, now listen to this. This is a super, super famous song from the 80s that you probably have heard sometime when I've been playing the first wave station in the car.
Oh my gosh! This is, like,
sweet dreams,
exact, well, definitely not the first.
Who am I?
I was just like,
I know that song. I've heard that song, but.
Now, okay, so now going down even a deeper 80s dive. So.
Can you play that intro again next to like this Met Him Last Night?
Yeah, okay, so you want to hear. Met Him Last Night. Okay. And now Eurythmics.
It's like Met Him Last Night brought to like a disco remixer.
Yeah.
Obviously not the song.
So I
So it's just an arpeggio. It's just da da
da da. Well, no, it's played as an arpeggio. I think it's played in by hand. I don't think it's triggered as in, because there are synthesizers actually have things called arpeggiators, which actually automatically create arpeggios. You just play a chord, and it just cycles through the notes automatically.
But you think it's played?
I think it was played. So I of course was like, all right, I'm going to have to play this. So I started looking in one of my synthesizer plugins on my computer.
Every time I see your plugin, I always think of a sawtooth. Now you just drilled it into my brain.
Yeah. Synthesizers plugins now, like they often have like presets, like different sounds within it that are like named for, like to make you think of specific songs where you might have heard that sound before. And so I was like looking through and listening to sounds, and the sound that I found that was closest actually references another song from the 80s.
What do you mean it references it?
Because the name of the preset in the plugin is called Axel F Lead. And here's the sound. And then the Eurythmics is.
Wait, the Eurythmics what?
The Eurythmics song.
Oh, Eurythmics. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the preset's called Axel F Lead. Mm-hmm. And Axel F is another song from the 80s that has a really, really specific synth sound. So let me see if I can find it in here and see if it.
Didn't even add it to the playlist?
No, I didn't. Axel F. Crazy Frog? That's not the Axel F I'm thinking of.
Are you going to edit that out, Dad?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not going to edit that out.
Why?
Because that's too funny. Axel F. Let's see. This is it.
There is like a whole world of synths that we can get into. It always goes back to the 80s.
All right. So anyway, we've established where that synth comes from.
It comes from the 80s. Okay.
In terms of the exact like model of synth that it was originally played on, I'm not sure.
But you kind of gave us like a
probably a DX7. Mm. Yamaha DX7.
Listeners are like going out of their minds. They're like, "What are you guys talking about?" They're like, "I hope we're not boring you guys to death."
Like, well,
I think we should like for songs with synths. I think I should try to like get more creative and not just ask about the synths.
Yeah.
Because honestly, there's always going to be one answer. There's an influence from the 80s, and all the influences from the 80s just gall up and sound the same after a while.
Well, right now we're definitely in a period where the 80s production is influential.
It's catching on.
Yeah.
So
what else do you want to talk about with the song?
That was this last question for Just Met Him Last Night, but staying on synth trails here. We have a question about Save Your Tears.
Okay, well, wait. Before we go to Save Your Tears.
Okay.
Like, what did you think of this song? Just in general. Like, forget about trying to identify all the sounds in it.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think of it as a single, as a song?
Well, it's like kind of like a mellower. It's a mellower feel for both the artists, because both the artists we know can like really belt, like that. We like can go like, "Baby, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And like Ariana Grande can be like, I don't know. Well, I know, but I don't know. Oh, babe!
Yeah.
Yeah. But both of them can, like, they're both, if you hear them at the right, like, in the right song, they can be powerhouse vocalists.
Right.
This song, it doesn't feel like a single. It's a good song. It just doesn't feel like a single to me. But so, I like the song as a song.
So, like, when we heard this song in the car, I think we were both like, oh, cool, Demi yeah. and Ari, yeah. And, like,
yeah.
we were, like, you know, just kind of, like nodding our heads a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we heard the collab with The Weeknd,
this is...
That was, like, we were just... brains exploded. Plastered everywhere in the car.
My dad was like, is this, do I hear Ariana Grande on Save Your Tears? And you were like, oh my gosh.
So let's.
What do you think of Met Him last night?
Yeah, like I think it's, I actually think when I heard the two of them were doing a song together.
You envisioned something coming.
I think my expectations were pretty high that it was going to be like a bop. And it's kind of like interesting that their collab is a little bit more of like a brooding, that's kind of a ballad. I don't know. It's all right. I think it was a little, I don't want to say disappointing, because I don't like saying that about people. Like, I think people work very hard on their art, and
I think what you're getting at is, they went on a path that's more like slower, like mm-hmm. the song isn't like a hook that'll be in your head like mm-hmm. all day.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting, which I've been thinking about a lot, is how common it is now for everybody to always be collaborating.
Yeah.
Like,
or duetting, as you would say.
Duetting or featuring or guesting. And I've been thinking about this and reading a little and talking to people, and I feel like this is a huge influence on pop music from hip hop.
Yeah.
So like, hip hop has always been collaborative. It's always been about like groups of friends like battling it out on tracks, and I think so. From the early days of hip hop, there were always guest verses, but guest verses are not very, like, common in pop.
Well, now they are, kind of.
But now they are, yeah. That, like, this is not a hip-hop track.
It's not.
But, like, this just dropping in and doing a verse on somebody else's song is very, I think, influenced by hip-hop.
Yeah.
I
will agree with you. I definitely would prefer, like, a belty, like, like, that was not belting, I'm sorry. But, like a more of an upbeat song, like Sorry Not Sorry meets Dangerous Woman.
Yeah, exactly, like, right? That would be fun. That would be head exploding.
We love this song, too. We love this song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It's just not what we were expecting, but it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But getting into Save Your Tears, mm-hmm. we have thoughts on this.
Yes. How are we going to be critical, or are we just going to be like, yes? Should we play a little bit?
Yes, here. We should. But we'll play a little.
I'll let you drive.
I don't know if we have to play it for my first question, but
but we need to get it in the listeners' ears.
Just a quick thing, Dad. Do you think I should fast forward to the second verse where Ari's there, or do you think we should hear like the whole, or up to the bridge, though, both verses, Weeknd?
I think we should hear...
Because I have a question about the bridge, so we'll hear the bridge later.
Okay, yeah, but we should hear Ari's verse, because we've already listened to... We've heard The Weeknd's a million times.
Okay, so fast forward.
Sure.
All right. Give me a second. the video for this, guys. You should go on YouTube, watch it. It's amazing.
It's bananas.
But it's also bananas, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right, we're getting into Ari's verse.
Oh, yeah. So good. I kept my
distance because I know that you. She's getting lower, but it's
only when I'm with nobody else. Yeah, this is the original key. I couldn't help it, I put you through hell. I don't know why I run away. So good.
It's so good.
So good. Oh, you know what's so great?
What?
Is to hear her voice without the clickety-clackety for a few minutes of trap beats.
Oh my god, do you think it's great to hear a voice without the ticket, without the trap?
Yeah, and just out of the, I mean, she's clearly in, she's clearly an R&B focused singer. I mean, you know, Positions is
definitely R&B.
Very R&B, but like this track, aside from the vocal performances of The Weeknd and Ariana Grande, this track is very, the production, if you take out the vocals, I mean, it's right out of like synth new wave bands. And it's just really cool to hear those voices in that, her voice in that,
like,
context.
You respect Ariana, but you think without the whole tickety tickety, like,
it's just nice to hear her.
Without
the
hi-hats and...
But there's so many, I have so many thoughts about this, because one of the things that with all of these like high powered pop collaborations is, didn't it strike you that like you were like, wow, her voice is kind of low on the verses?
It is.
But in like, so if you're a pop star, you basically tell your producer, or your producer tells, like, asks you, what key do you want this in? You know, they will re-record a track in the key that makes the most sense for your voice. But in this case, when it's like her and The Weeknd are both superstars, and he's not going to like change the key of his song, so she's going down to his key.
But Ari sounds so much more like, or not, I'm not going to say, I don't know, it just seems like, I'm not gonna say mature, because that's not the word I'm looking for, but she sounds so like when you hear her lower.
Yeah. So basically, like, but going back to the soprano, alto, tenor.
Mm-hmm. She's like a bass. Alto here.
Like I haven't transcribed this song, and so everything I'm saying could be completely wrong, and I could get a text from somebody who knows better. But like The Weeknd is singing in this high tenor.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot, you know.
High, you mean?
Yeah, he's high.
Oh, I thought you said he's hotter.
No, I said he's high.
Oh, okay.
In his register, he's a high tenor.
Yeah.
And she's singing like in a low alto.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, they're meeting in the key of the song, but it's really interesting because his voice is very, very high for him. And her voice is very low, and it's really cool.
Now, I just want to point something out. Now, listeners may be thinking, so with Met Him Last Night, Ari wasn't belting and everything, and you guys are like, Met Him Last Night isn't really a banger or anything, and you're probably listening to Save Your Tears, and you're like, oh my gosh, Ariana is like so low, or I'm going to say Ari, or Ari is like so low here, and she's not belting, and she's not like bopping. When we get to the bridge, we have a question about the bridge. When we get to the bridge, you're going to hear, could say it, Dad. She just
oh yeah
she explodes into a belt.
Yeah, That's a great way of describing it.
That's the part where
she melts. Yeah. Are you going to play that now or later?
Later. When we're talking about the bridge.
All right. You know, the last thing I'll say about this before you get to your questions is that, like, I wonder if this collaboration was always planned, or if it happened very quickly and on the spur of the moment, because it almost feels like it, like a natural, like, it feels like it grows out of the video, because the video is, because we talked about the video a lot in the Save Your Tears episode. Mm-hmm. It's so evocative when he pulls that woman out of the crowd and he starts singing to her and he's got the gun behind his back. Mm-hmm. And like, so then like you've seen this and he's like singing to this woman who's silent. And now like this version comes out and it's almost like the woman he's singing to starts singing back to him.
Yeah.
And we get to hear, like, how that scene happened differently.
Yeah.
So cool. All right.
Or you could just be making up all these weird video theories for...
I could be. I could be. But that means, you know what? That means it's a good video, because if it has my imagination going,
yeah,
and thinking about the song in that way, that means it worked.
That does.
Yeah.
But yeah, we love this song.
Yeah.
So back to the synths. Before we do the bridge, my question is, so between the Met Him Last Night synths and the Save My Tears synths, do they have, like, any relation? Is there, like, what are their, like, similarities? Or, like, how are, like, are they different? Like, are they kind of, like, the same kind of synths? Like, I think these are both, like, not synth-heavy songs. Well, Save Your Tears is way more synth-heavy than, because there's, I just want to compliment that Ari was literally just, like, singing the bridge. Or, I mean, not the bridge. Well, she was, but the synths. She was just like, which was great. But so, like, do
Well, well you know
night?
What?
Yeah?
So, let's stop on that for a second. The way that she sings the synth parts, mm-hmm. right? And you've been looking at some videos of her, like, laying down harmonies and stuff in the studio.
Yeah, there was that behind the scenes footage.
So my impression, as I get to know her work better and I hear what she did on this song and I see those behind the scenes videos, is that she has a fantastic ear for, like, how to use her voice creatively in a production.
You think?
Okay. Like, she doesn't just go in there and sing a melody.
Yeah.
She's going in there and coming up with all sorts of creative backing vocal parts, re-singing parts that were synthesizer parts, and even that little, the pickup into the next verse where she goes,
Oh, yeah, where she's like, That part is so cool. I love that.
And, like, I just think, I'm getting the impression that she's got a very creative ear and is really at the top of her game right now in terms of using her voice creatively as an instrument.
Well,
it's awesome.
When we do an Instagram post, whenever we do that, we will put a link to behind the scenes footage of recording harmonies for a different track, Positions, but it's a video she shared that might give you some insight, and you might agree with Robbie here, my dad.
Yeah.
And So
you asked about the synth.
Yeah, and, like, there are differences and similarities between Met Him Last Night and Save Your Tears.
Yeah, so we talked about some of the higher synths in the Save Your Tears episode already.
Yeah.
I think, actually, there's this really evocative bass synth in Save Your Tears.
Can you just remind me what that means again?
Evocative?
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, it makes you feel something. Give me the, let me, I don't know why this thing keeps buzzing. Let's see.
Excuse us.
Okay, so. Now listen to this part. Yeah, so. I think that bass synth is very similar to the...
Wait, there's a bass synth under that?
Yeah. And
I don't hear that.
Here, let me play it again.
But then you saw me. me caught you by surprise.
Now listen right here. So,
I hear it.
Yeah, I've always loved that bass synth. It's so dark and like makes you kind of like spooky.
So what you're saying.
So anyway, that it's not the exact same sound, but it's pretty similar to that also low synth that's in Met Him Last Night and the low synth in the Eurythmics song. So okay. There. Yeah.
So they do have some similarities.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering because these are both synth songs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could talk about those. Okay, getting to the bridge.
The bridge.
Of Saber Tears.
Take it to the bridge. You're going to play it or say something first?
I'm going to play the bridge and then I'm going to ask my question. So, okay. Where are we? Coming up on the bridge. Oh, I think we passed it.
Oh, I love those little answers. So good.
Okay, we're coming up on it here.
A whistle. You know, she really makes you wait for that moment to hear her bust up to the higher register, where now she's an octave above, rather than the same register as The Weeknd.
Yeah, it's so satisfying when you get to that part of the song.
Did you notice that again? Like creatively, she like did those little bum 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 bum.
Yeah, here we go.
She's like doing little bum bum bumps for that arpeggiated.
We can hear that. You didn't catch it here.
And then the whistle. God, it must be so hard to be a mixer working with her because she probably just lays down like just like a zillion great tracks, and you have to actually you can't put everything in there. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that she recorded that we're not even hearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyways, my question for the bridge is. What kind of harmonies are being performed in the Bridget song? Like, so, when we talked about Leave the Door Open, you said in the ending where they were, like, when you come through, you said it was, like, a third away, where, like, Anderson was, like, a third away from, like, Bruno or something. What are these harmonies? Like, are they, like, an octave apart or something? Or, like, well, I know you can't determine this or anything, but I think it sounds really pretty, but, like, I don't know. Like, what is it?
Well, she's doing. She's doing like a sixth above, but then an octave above the sixth above because she's getting into the whistle register for that whistle answer.
Yeah.
That's a sixth above.
But for over here. Another
day. Oh, right.
Like for me, I mainly hear Aria. I hear The Weeknd, but like Aria's just higher, and so it seems like.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why, and she's doing I don't know why. So that's actually a fourth above.
Yeah, what I was hearing is
she. I run away.
Like. How I picture it is The Weeknd is like saying a statement, and the aria is like kind of like she's like seems hot. Like I know she's higher, but it seems more like a question or something. Like here.
Oh, that's an interesting way of hearing that. Yeah.
Just as like an analogy, like The Weeknd sounds more.
Yeah, because her line, I don't run away, is definitely more searching for resolution harmonically.
Yeah, yes, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's definitely more unstable.
It is. So that's what I was looking for. So it's not a third, it's a fourth away.
That one's a fourth above, yeah. Okay. It's really, I bet, like, she just seems like she hears stuff in the studio and just...
She's just like...
She does it, yeah. And I wonder if even she did, like, several different lines above, and then they just selected the one that they liked the best. And
yeah, because as we get to know Ari, her stuff is cool.
It just seems like she's prodigious in her output. She creates a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just in total fanboy mode now. What else?
That's it.
All right. Oh, okay.
We have to reveal what we're doing next.
Wait, no. But before we leave the song.
Oh, yes.
I just have to say, I have one big complaint.
For what song?
The Save Your Tears collab.
Oh my God, what is it?
They cut off a verse.
Oh, yeah, they cut the first verse, sure.
Yeah. It's just wrong. What, like, if you love the song, I don't know. You didn't mind that?
I didn't really mind, but I mean, well, there's also, like, a version without Ariana Grande that you could listen to.
I feel like the pre-chorus into chorus is less impactful without the...
Yeah.
Because the original version has a verse and then a little break and then back into another verse.
Yeah.
And so it really makes you wait for that. So that pre-chorus is so satisfying when it comes. And I think it happens too quickly in the remix. That's my complaint. It would be actually very easy to fix. Maybe I should just do that. What? I could just edit it back in. but then I'd have to, like, figure out how to get it onto my phone, which used to be a very easy thing to do, and now it's hard.
Well, anyways.
Okay, digression. Listeners, do you miss that first verse?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode might have been a little boring for people, because... Met Him Last Night and Save Your Tears are very simple. Well, Save Your Tears not as much, but Met Him Last Night is a very simple song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to dig deep for questions, so this might have been a boring episode, but we will guarantee a very fun episode next week, because we are doing...
Hey, don't ever call your work... Don't, you know...
Okay.
Be positive about your work.
Okay.
In public.
All right. Well, next week we are doing Kiss Me More... featuring SZA.
Oh, boy.
By Doja Cat and SZA.
I am so excited to talk about Doja Cat.
This is amazing.
It's a really good song.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Clean version, though.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's going to be so hard to go through her material with you. I don't even... There's so many inappropriate lyrics everywhere. I don't know what to do as a parent. But she's great, also very creative. Seems like she's producing a lot of her own stuff.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to like 3% of her music. It's like crazy.
Yeah. And she has a very quirky TikTok presence.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.